Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast with your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are Bible-believing twin sisters who have a heart for the home and a love to encourage others in their walk as wives and mothers. With that being said, here we go. Well, we grow our communities only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_. And don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Hi, everyone, and we are back. We are finally back.
Yes.
With a new episode. Colby and I, this summer has just been so busy, and to be able to sit down and record a podcast during the summer has been nearly impossible, it feels like.
Yeah, you've been going and going. I feel like you have something almost every day.
We have been really busy, and Colby's been busy with her new sweet baby.
Yes.
Little Huck.
Little Duke.
Oh my goodness. Huck has been calling him Little Huck.
Yeah, he's been calling him Baby Huck.
Yes. Anyways, I do know my nephew's name, and it is Duke. Anyways, we are so happy to be able to sit down and have time to record this, because we want to sit down and chat with you guys. This fall, we are hoping to be more consistent on being able to sit down and record a podcast. But man, life just gets busy.
No promises, but our intentions are there.
Yeah, for real. It is our favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing and a joy to be able to sit down and talk. And it's such a great way. I don't know. It's just a great creative way for us to.
Yeah.
Reach others, hopefully reach someone.
Yeah. And also, if you guys can't see us, and I'm so glad, because we're actually in the middle of coloring our hair, and I have like a ponytail right in front of my face, and then Kendall looks like she should be off of Grease. Nice slick back hair. So we are hot messes right now recording this, but hey, hopefully our hair color turns out well.
We're squeezing it in. We're like, hey, let's color our hair and record a podcast while it's setting.
Yeah, because I actually went to color Kendall's hair before I had Duke, and I chopped her bangs too short and the color didn't stick. So this is round two?
Yes, yes. So if you have seen me recently, my hair's grown back, so I don't look,
be fair.
I don't look like a toddler anymore.
I was having back contractions when I was doing
she
it,
was.
And I was really focused, so
I will give her grace, but not too much.
It
was rough. Anyways, we honestly did record this podcast before, but we didn't feel like it was the right timing for it, honestly.
Yeah, we actually uploaded it, then deleted it.
We deleted it just because we just wanted to really be led by the Holy Spirit and come across right, not right, come across kind with it, because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. It just wasn't coming off right.
Right.
So it wasn't working for us that day. So anyways, we feel prepared now, and we really, something that has, the reason we are doing this podcast is because on social media, I know you guys probably know, we've said it before, but we see people who say you're mom guilting people for parenting one way, or you are like, oh, you're judging a mom for how she's doing it, and blah, blah, blah. You yourself think you're going crazy and you're mom guilting yourself, when actually it could be conviction, and we need to realize what it is, either mom guilt or conviction.
Yeah, so we're opening this message up with a lot of grace, because this is something we're going through the process of ourselves.
Sorry.
He looks like a unicorn. I can't take myself serious right now. Anyways, but we mean this with grace and kindness, and really just something that is laid on our hearts, because this is something we're trying to distinguish as well, following the conviction and what the Holy Spirit has laid on us as a mom and wife.
Yeah.
Because so often we hear, you know, it's so easy to be mom shamed or mom guilted or whatever it may be.
Which those things are real.
Absolutely.
But we need to take a step back and go to the Lord and ask him, is it mom guilt, or is this actually something that I need to be convicted of and change? So, and mainstream media loves to, the devil loves to use mainstream media to use that as saying, oh, it's not conviction. Like, you're doing fine. Keep doing that.
Because the mom guilt will wear off and you'll
Keep
forget
yelling at
about
your
it.
kids. Everyone you can't stand their kids. Keep drinking wine because you can't stand your kids. It's mom guilt. It's not conviction. Or keep scrolling on your phone and not making eye contact with your child while they're trying to talk to you. That's not conviction. I mean, that's mom guilt. That's you
Right.
don't have to do that, but it's that small voice that's whispering inside us. That's the Holy Spirit that's saying that it's not right. And as Christians, we need to be aware of that and take action.
And I felt this the other day, actually. I was sitting on my phone, and we're actually going kind of off topic, but on topic. We're going through a Bible study, and we're kind of challenging each other to stay off our phones more so, and be with the Lord in silence and just kind of soak in the now and soak in the time we're in, because so often we're on the phone, just not even making eye contact with our children. So what all that to say is, the other day I was on my phone scrolling, and Huck was being so silly, and I felt the almost shame go over my heart. And I thought of this, and I thought, this is the Holy Spirit pulling at my heartstrings, saying, put the phone down, look at your child, make eye contact with him, and be in the now. And put the things that don't matter down, because right now is all is the, all the only time we have
Right,
promised.
kind of be like where your feet are.
Right.
And also it's one thing for us to, it's not shame or anything about whenever you feel like, we aren't shaming people if they actually get mom guilted or something, or feel mom guilt, because people definitely take it the wrong way. And there are people who definitely don't do it correctly. But it's also laying down, whenever you're starting to feel that conviction or that feeling, you need to set aside your pride and really go to the Lord and be like, what is this something that I need to change? Because he's not going to lead you astray, and he will say, hey, no, this isn't right. You are sinning against your child, or you are not using your time wisely. That's a big one. Not using your time wisely. It doesn't even need to be anything to do with your child, I feel like. Just not using the time that the Lord's given us in a good way should be a conviction. People will be like, oh, girl, just sit down, relax, which we need to, and we need to prioritize the rest. But what about if you're sitting down 5 hours of the day and getting nothing done,
Right.
you know?
Or, you can look at your screen time and it'd be easily over 3+ hours, 7+ hours a day. I'm sure people will see those hours.
Right.
And also, it's like, what if we use those that time to learn a new skill, to be in meditation, to just, do a lot
Just
more
be with your
than,
child, even.
yeah. But I feel not, I don't want to say that, but when we go in and we start feeling that, it's the a lot of times it can be the Holy Spirit tugging at our hearts, saying, come back, mama, come back to the cross, come lay down your all your shame, your worries, your desires to be better, whatever it may be, down at the cross, and not soak in sulk in that guilt, and rise up and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, to for grace and joy and peace in the everyday life that can get hectic or feel like it's never ending or annoying at times. I know for myself, asking the Holy Spirit, just like, please lead me to a joy-filled life, lead me to a patience life, because there's days you run on E, and days you want to get snippy, and just asking the Lord for that peace is something that I'm convicted of.
Yeah. And excuse me, sorry. The devil will want us to silence that voice, but what about if we really leaned into the Holy Spirit's voice and said, decided to listen and to change our ways, and how much stronger that will make us, not only as a mother, but as a woman and as a follower of Christ. It will, when we lean into it, instead of be like, oh, let's just wait until that feeling's gone. What about if we take care of it right then and there? And I think that's something that I need to work on myself personally, is not just being like, oh, the feeling will go away, but instead of taking action right there and doing what needs to be done. And of course, we'll mess up, and the Lord's so gracious to give us hundreds of second chances, but also the character building that can happen through the process when we take care of it right there is such a blessing I think a lot of us miss out on sometimes.
Yeah, and growing as a woman in Christ is, what is that with the older women and the wisdom? We start building that wisdom now. We start building that wisdom. It's a stair or a stepping stone to building wisdom for our older years so we can pour out to younger women when we're all older. Because right now we're all still learning this and taking a step back and really in these younger years, knowing and trying to catch these feelings or these
Be aware.
emotions or be aware about it early. And that way, when we're older, we can really have it practiced to, hearing the Holy Spirit, because I feel we need to lean in and practice hearing the Holy Spirit. I mean,
And that counts when you're overstimulated.
absolutely, yeah.
And this comes into play whenever the TV's too loud, there's both the kids are fighting, and you just snap. Now, obviously, there's grace, but also there is a lesson to be learned for everyone.
And I could take myself for example. Even yesterday, it huck missed nap time. Gil and I go back and forth on this nap time thing. Anyways, and he was being just a 2-year-old boy, and I was so overstimulated, and I was about just wanted to snap so bad. I had to walk away, but then I just came back and hugged him, and I was just like, "Breathe, Mom. It's okay. Just breathe. He's gonna be okay." But knowing and leaning into that voice and practicing, be taking a step back and saying, "Okay, Holy Spirit, lead me right now where I need to be."
Yeah, and it might not be comfortable. You may be uncomfortable and want to snap, but if you are feeling that urge to be like, I need to be peaceful, I am the adult in this situation, and I am the one that has a developed brain, and I need to be the leader here and not scream at my kids. It is uncomfortable, at least for me, to not just snap, but that's part of growth. Being uncomfortable will make you grow into the person you need to be, and being comfortable is what the world wants us to be and never grow.
Yeah, and this just all leans into part of the fruit of the spirits as well. And as a Christian, we should be wanting to grow the fruits of the spirit, with our a tree of life, so bear a lot of fruit. Sorry, I got choked up there. We should want to grow the fruit of the spirits for ourselves and for our family, and also just to be a representative of Christ to others, because at the end of the day, we want to strive after the Lord's heart. We want to be more like Jesus, and that's what we're here to do. And these are just challenges as a mother, as a wife, as just a person in general, is to practice all of this. And I think learning the fruits of the Spirit isn't easy. It's part of the sanctification process, because I just know, and all I can say is, and I know I said it multiple times, but for myself, it's really hard to lay down your life and want to grow in that way, because there's so many challenges to overcome it. Holding your tongue, really having grace when you don't want to have grace, being peaceful and joyful when you don't want to be. I mean, all these things are just so much pride. Like, I have too much pride to want to do it sometimes. But this, all that to say is growing the fruit of spirit in motherhood is practicing leaning into the Holy Spirit and saying, "Lord, convict me, pull out my heartstrings. This isn't, what social media says. I need to work on myself in these areas and work in the soft areas to where He can make them better and heal those areas." And that's really all I have to say on that topic.
So I will add in, though, we aren't shaming moms. We aren't doing mom guilt. We are saying we are called up to a high calling from our Lord, and that motherhood is part of being sanctified. We have said that multiple times. Excuse me one moment.
And I'll even say this is more of a mirror reflection of us looking
Us,
in the mirror and saying, "I need to take a step back and I need to grow more like Christ, because where's my heart at? What, how am I truly like when these times arise? Because it really shows my heart when hard times come out. When I'm get angry, when I get antsy or whatever it may be, it really shows my true character, and I really need to take a step back and realize that. say.
I agree. And also, what we're going to end on is that we are called to motherhood. Is such a great calling from the Lord. It is holy work. It is sanctifying. And you got this. Just lean on our Lord.
Absolutely.